Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
Today, we are looking at 5th Thessalonians 5:16-18.
Today, we will study 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
一起将圣经翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let's open our Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
三节很短的经文。
Three short verses.
可是呢，却是很宝贵而且很重要的经文。
But they're very precious and very important.
我们翻到的时候，我们一起读。我们用中文读一遍，然后我们用英文读一遍。
Let's read together in Chinese first, then English.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5章16节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。英文English. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 我们请到主面前献上祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢您。Father,
we thank you.
因为你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。Because
you give us the precious words.
你将你的心意向你爱的人显明。
You revealed your hearts to the ones you love.
主，今天早晨属于你的儿女们聚集在一起。Lord,
this morning, the children who belong to you are gathering here together.
主，我们要献上我们的敬拜。Lord,
we want to give you our worship.
我们要献上我们的赞美。We
want to give you our praise.
愿你向我们说话。We
want you to talk to us.
我们属主的人一同说 Amen.
The ones who belong to God, let's say together.
Amen. 今天没有一个 PowerPoint.
今天 We don't have PowerPoint today.
因为今天这段经文的大纲就在这三节里面.
Because the outline of today's message is from these three verses.
神的话告诉我们说要常常喜乐。
God's words tell us that rejoice always.
要不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
然后呢，凡事谢恩。
Then give thanks in all circumstances.
他说这三点，因为这些是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以今天正道的题目是什么？
So the title for our sermon today is
是什么?
So is what?
神给你的特别的满满的祝福
God's special wonderful blessings for you
就是喜乐、祷告和感恩
Joy, prayer, and thanksgiving
所以我们今天我们要来看这三点,喜乐,祷告和感恩。
So we will go through the three points, rejoice, pray, and give thanks.
可是更重要的我们要来看,是他最后讲这三样事情,是神特别给我们的什么?
But most important, the three items that what God has given us.
这是神在基督耶稣里面所给我们的旨意。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们常常是问，
Brother and sister, we always ask,
我怎么样能够明白神的旨意呢？
How can I understand God's mind?
神的旨意到底是什么？
What is God's mind or heart?
我该何去何从？
Where do I come from and where should I go?
我要怎么样计划我的生活？
How do I plan my life?
我要怎么样做决定?
How do I make my decisions?
年轻人要问我要去哪里上大学?
The young people might ask, where do I go for college?
然后他们要问我跟谁结婚?
They might ask, whom should I marry to?
这个大学跟我生活以后的未来很有相关呢。
College is definitely related to my future life.
对不对？找什么样的工作就跟我大学读什么系有大很有关系。
It's related to what kind of job I'm going to look for.
可是也是一个很大的未知数。
But this is also an unknown.
跟谁结婚是不是也是一样？
Married, whom do I marry to is the same as well.
我对现在的这个对象有一定程度的了解，可是未来如何，我怎么知道？
I know my partner right now, but the future is still unknown.
我要住哪里？
Where do I live?
我应不应该搬家呢？
Should I move?
哪样的住在哪里对我好有好处，还是对我孩子有好处呢？
Where do I live? Is it good for me or for my kids?
我自己可以有我的考量。
I know what is good for me.
可是未来到底是怎么样，是一个未知数。
But still, the future is unknown.
所以我们常常要问，我们属神的人，我们说神的旨意是什么？
That's why we always ask, especially for the people who belong to God, what's God's heart for me?
因为我们至少有一个概念，就是只要是神的心意，那应该就是好的。
Because we always think, as long as it's from God, it's good.
而如果我能够知道神的心意，并且去遵行神的旨意，
If as long as I know God's heart and I follow Him,
那我就知道神他是掌控着的。
I know God is in control.
那这个未来的未知数对我来讲就是一个很安稳的一个肯定了。
So the future is definite for me.
在圣经里面，神有告诉我们他的心意。
In the Bible, God has told us his heart.
神一个很重要的是要让普遍的人都了解的心意，是记载在彼得后书第三章第九节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
彼得后书三章第九节，后面呢，他说啊，神的心意是怎么样？他不要一人沉沦，乃是愿意人人都能够悔改。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slow. Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
神一个很普遍，而且已经很显明的旨意，就是神要拯救人。
God wants to save us. This is His general heart.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son.
神的爱已经借着主耶稣基督的降临，已经向我们显明了。
God has shown us His love through Jesus Christ.
神要拯救我们的心意，已经在主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们的罪而受死，并且三日之后从死里复活，向我们显明了。
Through Jesus died on the cross and resurrected in 3 days.Which has shown us God's love for us.
今天我们都在等待主耶稣基督的再来。
Today we're waiting for Jesus' second return.
我们都在等候天国的降临。
We are waiting, we're waiting for the heaven to become.
这是我们在神里面的一个盼望。
This is the hope in Christ.
可是呢，彼得后书里面告诉我们说，为什么主还没有来？
And 2 Peter told us why Jesus has not come yet.
这是主显明告诉我们说他还有拯救的事工要做。
The verse has showed that Jesus still has work to do to save people.
所以当我们要学习了解神心意的时候，
So when we trying to study for God's mind and heart.
神有一些是已经显明的旨意，让我们可以去了解。
Some of them are known to us.
有些神的旨意是没有很显明的，让我们去看。
Some of them are not very clear to us.
有些是很普遍的，是对所有的人所展现的心意。
Some of them are shown to everybody.Is a general will.
但是有些神的心意是特定的，是给每一个人在他们生活当中不同的一种安排，是个别的旨意。
But there are some is specifically to everybody during the during the different time of their life.
那我们刚刚所讲到我们比较切身的我们想要了解神的旨意是那种个人性的神没有显明的这种旨意。
So, that we mentioned God's heart, is it?
Yeah, his will.
His will is specifically to individualize the will to us.
可是弟兄姐妹们我们如果要去了解神那未显明的对我们个人的这种特定的旨意之前
But brothers and sisters, before we learn God's individual will to us,
我们一定要先去了解神那普遍的大众的他显明的那种旨意是什么
We have to learn the general will of God.
因为我们不但要去先了解他我们要去顺从他
Because we don't, we're not only learning those wills, but we also got to follow the will.
你想想看，神已经将他的旨意显，将他要显明的旨意显明给我们，要我们去遵从。
Just think about it that God has shown us His wills, and He wants us to follow His will.
如果我们没有办法去遵从他那已经显明的旨意，我们怎么能肯定我们会去遵从他那未显明的旨意呢？
If we're not following his general will, how can we follow his special or individualized will for us?
所以神会不会将他对我们个人的旨意向我们显明？答案是肯定的。
So is God going to show us his individualized will to us? The answer is yes.
可是神更重要的是要我们能够去遵守他的旨意。
But more important, God wants us to follow His wills.
所以也就是说，对我们自己来讲，我们要先能够去了解神那已经显明的旨意，并且去遵守它，我们才能够开始了解神那未显明的旨意，然后我们才能够更去遵守它。
So to us, we should learn God's general will or the will He has shown to us, so we can follow His will.And so later on, we can focus on his individualized will.
所以我再讲一次，我们要先能够去了解神那已经显明的旨意，并且去遵守它。
So let's repeat again. We have to learn the wills that God has shown us, and also follow His wills.
如此，我们才能够开始去了解神那未显露的旨意，并且我们能够遵守它。
So that we can also learn the unshown
or not revealed,
unrevealed wills.
Right. 好，所以我们看今天的这个经文为什么对我们是切身的。
So let's read the, let's look at the verses so we can understand it. Why is it so important to us?
因为神，我们刚刚讲过，他对众人的旨意就是要我们能够得到拯救。
So the general will of God is to for us to get to be saved.
可是当我们得救了之后，我们成为神的儿女，神的旨意仍然要在我们的生命当中执行。
After we are saved, we're called God's children, and God's will still will be among us.
我们在读圣经的时候，其中一个很重要的目的就是我们要去认识神。
When we read Bible, it's very important that for us to learn God and to know God.
那在圣经当中有一些地方特别的告诉我们说这是神的旨意。
In the Bible, there are a few places that specifically tell us this is God's will.
我们是那愿意去认识神的旨意并且去追求执行神旨意的人。
We are the one who wants to know God's will and follow His will.
所以当我们看见神的话说这是神的旨意的时候我们的眼睛就亮了我们要去看是什么然后我们要去做。
So when we see that this is God's will, our eyes should be brightened and we should do as God's will.
这三节经文很值得我们能够去将它背起来。
So it is worth to memorize these three verses.
你要知道神的旨意吗？
Do you want to know God's will?
神的旨意在这边向我们显明，很简单。
This is very simple. God's will is revealed here.
要怎么样？
Rejoice.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
也就是说，如果我们这三点能够做到，我们可以说我们是符合神心意的人。
So if we can follow these three points, we know that we are pleasing God.
听起来很简单。
It sounds very simple.
应该做起来也很简单。
So it shouldn't be hard to do.
可是也许不一定是如此。
But it's not necessary.
我们要先来看这三节经文，它有一个特别的，这不是这三节，这三方面在圣经里面有一个很特别的表达方式。
There's a special way to express this three points.
当神讲到喜乐，讲到祷告，讲到感恩的时候，
When God mentioned rejoice, pray, and give thanks,
他是用很绝对的形容词去描述这三方面。
He uses a very absolute terms.
也就是说，它不是一个相对的比较，它是一个绝对性的描述。
This is a absolute term, but it's not just comparison.
它不是说你要多一点喜乐。
He didn't say rejoice more.
多一点祷告。
Pray more.
或者是多一点感恩。
Or give thanks more.
他说你要常常喜乐。
He said rejoice always.
不住不停的祷告。
Pray without season.
然后凡事就是每一件事情都要谢恩。
And give thanks for all things.
这是一种绝对性的描述，对不对？
This is an absolute term.
这个常常喜乐，那我们就问，那当如果神说要多常喜乐啊？
When we say rejoice always, sometimes we'll ask, just rejoice more.
How
frequent do you rejoice?
Always, 英文讲 always, 中文讲常常，可是常常好像有时候不用。所以呢 ，you don't have to translate that. 中文这边呢，事实上常常喜乐就是总是要喜乐，对不对？要多长啊？就是不间断的，就是总是 right always 这个英文翻译的比较绝对。所以常常喜乐就是不能没有不喜乐的时候。
So rejoice always is means you cannot have time that you don't rejoice.
是不是这样？不住的祷告就是你不停的祷告，你不能没有不祷告的时候。
Pray without season, that means you cannot have the time without praying.
凡事谢恩，就是好事情也谢恩。坏事情也谢恩，只要是事情你都要谢恩。
Give thanks for all things means whether it's a bad or good things, you will always give thanks.
绝对性的一种描述。
It's an absolute term.
那我们就会想到一个问题。
Then we will think of a question.
我们人呢，我们比较是讲相对的，我们不讲绝对的。
So when we talk about...
As human beings, we like to speak in relative terms and not in absolute terms. 对不对？你敢说我们做人讲话就不能讲得太满。
So when we talk, we cannot always use the absolute term.
要总是要喜乐，就是不能没有喜乐的时候，谁做得到？
Rejoice always, that means you cannot have a time...You won't rejoice. So who can do that?
不住的祷告，不能有没有祷告的时候，谁做得到？
Pray without season. So no, there's no time that you will not pray. Who can do that?
所有在我们生命当中所发生的事情，我们都要感恩，不论是好是坏，谁做得到？
We give thanks for everything, for all things. Who can do that?
没人这样做。
Nobody can do that.
做不到。
We won't be able to do it.
那我们就要去想，那神的话为什么这样子告诉我们？
Then we will think why God tells us such things.
不信神的人。
The one who do not believe God.
当他们看这本圣经的时候。
When they read the Bible.
他们会觉得说是一个生命参考书。
They will consider it as a reference.
里面有些东西可以接受，有些东西不能接受。
They may take some of it, but some of them, and they will not take it.
里面有一些东西呢，讲的不错，我会接纳；有些东西讲的就是像是这个 天方夜谭。
They may accept some of the thoughts, but the others, they won't. They would
treat it as stories, right?
Oh, yeah, they would treat it as a story or.
有些东西可能是真理或者是事实的描述，有些东西就是好像只是打个比喻，好像就是教训人一些啊做好人的一些原则。
Some of them may be a truth to them, or some of but some of them may be a story or legend to them.
也就是说，他们有些东西可以不去理会。
They don't have to pay attention to everything.
可是这是不信的人。
But this is to unbelievers.
当我们得救成为神的儿女的时候，我们知道这本圣经是神的话。
We know the Bible is God's words after we are. We are saved and become God's children.
我们知道神的话是真理。
We know God's words are the truth.
我们知道神的话是他向我们显明他的心意。
We know God's words, is His will.
可是，所以我们就愿意去学，愿意去听，愿意去做。
That's why we want to study, we want to listen, and we want to follow Him.
可是很多时候我们就过不了这一关。
But sometimes we cannot always do so.
我们读到这样的经文，可是我们做不到。
We read these verses, but we cannot follow it.
我们觉得说不可能做得到。
We always think it's impossible for us to follow it.
那所以我们呢，作为基督徒，我们就做了一个结论，就说因为神是完全的，所以他的标准是绝对的。
That's why we, as believers, we come out with this conclusion that God is perfect.So his standards is perfect too.
所以我们做不到。
So that's why we cannot reach it.
那我们可以尝试的去做，可是我们是永远达不到这个标准。
But we can try to follow his words, but we know we cannot reach it.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong concept.
如果神的话语是真理。
If God's words are the truth,
如果神的话是给我们的，为了我们的好处给我们的。
If God's words are for our goodness,
神不会给我们我们做不到的事。
God will not give us something that we cannot do.
人做不到，但是靠神做得到。
Our human cannot do it, but We have to depend on God.
你知道神的话就是有这样子的一个标准和这样的奇妙。
You know, this is the mystery of God's words.
神永远要告诉我们说，靠人啊，你是做不到的。
Because God has already told us that if we depend on ourselves, we will not be able to do it.
可是我那绝对的这种经验，你要靠着我的灵，你就可以达到。
But if you depend on my spirit, you will be able to do it.
而且你就可以大大的蒙福。
And you will be greatly blessed.
有一位牧师曾经这样子说。
There's a pastor said this before.
讲到喜乐。
When he talked about rejoice.
他说一个基督徒在他的生活当中，没有任何的事情能够降低他在神面前所得到的喜乐。
He said, if you're a Christian, there's nothing that will lower the level of your rejoice.
Due to any circumstances in your life. Okay? 你听听看这句话讲得很绝对。
This sentence is an absolute sentence.
一个基督徒在他的生命当中，不论什么事情都不能减少他在神面前的喜乐。
To a Christian, regardless what happened in your life, you will not lower the level of rejoice.
如果这句话我们从反面去了解，那就是说，当我因为生活当中某些事情的缘故减少我的喜乐，那我就不是基督徒了。
Some people may also think that way too. If something happened to my life and I do not rejoice as I should, I am not a Christian.
可是这样子绝对的一句话，我们没办法接受啊。
Because we cannot take this absolute term.
我是基督徒，可是我有不喜乐的时候。
I am a Christian, but at times I do not have joy.
那我们要怎么样去理解这个事情呢？
So how do we understand this?
所以今天呢，我说我们分三方面来看。
So today we're gonna divide it into three aspects.
第一方面，我们要来看喜乐、祷告和谢恩是什么。
Let's see what is it, rejoice, prayer, and give thanks.
第二，我们要去看这三件事情为什么是神给我们的这样的一个，你可以说是旨意或者是一个命令呢？
And the second, we'll look through why this is God's will.
然后 or command
or God's
for us.
For us.
所以我们，然后第三点我们要来看为什么这事实上是神给我们大大的祝福呢？
And number three, we will also look why this is blessings from God.
什么是喜乐？
What is rejoice?
什么是喜乐？
What is rejoice?
喜乐是一种愉悦的心情，是一个欢喜的心情。
It's a happy and joyful emotion.
是我们可以是在庆祝的时候所感受到的一种心情。
We will feel rejoice when we celebrate something.
那我们了解喜乐在我们生活当中所带给我们的感受。
We know what rejoice will bring to our life.
可是在我们人的生活经验里面，我们碰到太多的苦难，太多的伤痛。
But there are too many suffering or burden to in our heart.
所以我们就说我们不能常常喜乐。
That's why we say we cannot rejoice always.
你知道如果我们人本来就是常常喜乐的。
If we always rejoice.
神不需要叫我们常常喜乐。
God doesn't need to teach us.
就是因为我们不能常常喜乐，所以神借着圣灵告诉我们说，你这属于我的儿女，你们要常常喜乐。
Because we don't rejoice always, that's why God has to teach us to rejoice always because we are His children.
在退休会的时候，陈牧师他跟我们一起看尼希米记。
Pastor Chen during the spring retreat showed us the
在尼希米记第八章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10。
是不是？在这里他说因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
当尼希米跟以色列人说要靠主得的喜乐是你的力量之后。
When Nehemiah told the Israelites that, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
当他说这句话的时候，是以色列人正在忧愁哀哭的时候。
When he said this, the Israelites were mourning.
因为他们的国家被灭了。
Because their country was destroyed.
他们知道他们已经不受神的怜悯了。
They know they no longer have mercy from God.
他们知道他们整个国家正受着神的惩罚。
They know that the whole country was punished by the Lord.
骄傲的以色列人在世人的眼中是一文不值的。
The proudful Israelites were not worthy in human eyes.
他们一无所有。
They had nothing.
在社会上面没有地位。
They had no prestige or status.
没有财物。
They had no material things in the world.
受人欺负。
They were bullied by other people, by other countries.
然后呢，他们自己的这个亲戚族人被人杀害。
Their relatives and were killed by others.
所以当以斯拉把神的话读出来的时候，他们一听到神的话，他们在神的面前，他们只有伤痛忧伤。
That's why when they heard God's words, they will only be saddened.
可是以斯拉这个尼希米却对他们说，不要忧愁，要靠着耶和华得喜乐，这就成为你们的力量。
But Nehemiah told them that do not worry, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
然后第十一节里面他就说今日是个圣日，因为他们城墙建造好了，神的话也阅读了，他说这是圣日啊。
And also in verse 11, and he said, today is the day, this day is holy. Do not be grieved.
所以不要忧愁。
Do not be grieved.
然后呢，众民就去吃喝。
And all the people went on their way to eat and drink.
然后他们大大的快乐。
And they were making great rejoicing.
因为他们明白那教训他们的话。
Because they understood the words that taught to them.
他们忧伤。
They grieved.
因为他们看见的是他们人的层面所受到的伤害。
Because they only saw what hurt to them with their own eyes, the human eyes.
国家灭亡。
The country was destroyed.
家园被毁灭。
The family was destroyed.
啊，这个族人被杀害。
Their tribes were killed.
神好像没有与他们同在。
God was not with them.
所以他们在人的层面，他们是忧伤哀哭的。
So as a human standard, they were grieving and they were sad.
可是当他们的眼目被转到神的身上的时候，
When they looked upon God,
他们心里面从悲哀转为喜乐。
They came to rejoice from grieving.
他们就能吃能喝，而且还是可以大大的快乐。
So they started to eat and drink and had great rejoice.
我们看诗篇第三篇。
Let's look Psalm verse 3.
这是一篇大卫的诗。
I mean chapter 3. This is David's, David's song.
Yeah. 大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David has pleased God.
他是在以色列的历史里面，甚至说这世界的历史里面一个非常非常伟大，而且这个很传奇的一位君王。
David is a great man from either from Israelite, from Israel country or even the whole world history.
神使用他。
God used him.
他建造了一个强盛的国度。
He built up a strong country.
他是一个无坚不摧的一个将帅。
He is a,
a commander in chief that is always victorious. 可是在他的生命当中同样有许许多多的不但是不如意甚至是伤痛。
But,In his life, he also had a lot of
pain
and suffering.
包括他自己最钟爱的一个儿子要起来篡位，并且要杀他。
Which include his the son that he loved most, who wanted to kill him.
Yeah, and usurp his throne. 这个诗篇第三篇就是大卫。在被他的这个最宝贝的这个儿子亚沙龙在追杀的时候，他所写下来的一篇诗。
Psalms chapter 3 was written during the time that his son was chasing him.
大卫喜爱亚沙龙这个儿子，因为他长得漂亮。
The reason David loved this son because he was beautiful.
然后呢，又是一个勇士。
He was also a brave soldier.
然后呢，又对这种诗啊、情啊，啊是很有心得的，像大卫自己一样。
He was also very artistic.
Yeah, artistic. 所以呢，他在这样的一个钟爱的儿子在成长之后，既然要来杀他、夺他的王位，你想想看，他心里面是什么样的一个心情呢？
So you probably could imagine how would he feel that this son that he loved so much now wanted to chase and kill him.
我们来看一到四节。
Let's read verse 1-4.
大卫说：“耶和华，我的敌人何其加增！这个敌人是他的儿子。有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。”
O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation from him in God.
他是忧伤的。
He was worried.
他是悲痛的。
He had sorrow.
可是你看，当他在神的面前呈现他的这个心意的时候，我们看第三节。他说：“但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。 我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山上应允我。
Verse 3 and 4, But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill.
第五节他说，我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华你都保佑我。虽然有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
5 and 6, I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around.
然后最后第八节，救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
And last verse 8, Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people.
大卫是一个常常喜乐的人。
And David was a person who rejoiced always.
当他在伤痛，当他不能喜乐的时候，他转眼到神的身上。
When he had nothing to rejoice, he looked upon God.
当人不能带给他安慰，带给他喜乐的时候，
When people could not bring him rejoice.
以前他看见这个他所喜爱的亚撒龙，他最钟爱的儿子，这个儿子带给他喜乐，如今这个儿子要过来杀他。
His son brought him a lot joy in the past, but now he's chasing and trying to kill him.
但是大卫的喜乐不是建立在他的儿子的身上。
But David's joy was not built on his son.
大卫的喜乐不是建造在他自己王位的稳固上面。
His joy was not built on his throne.
大卫的喜乐是建在拯救他、爱他、供应他、保护他的耶和华的身上。
His joy was built on the God who provided and protected him.
这个是喜乐。
This is rejoice.
这个是基督徒所拥有特别的喜乐。
This is the rejoice that the believers have.
这是从耶和华而来的喜乐。
This rejoice is from Jehovah.
神告诉我们说，要常常有这样子的喜乐。
God tells us that rejoice always.
你知道，弟兄姐妹，我说我们在看喜乐，我们在看这个感恩，我们在看祷告这三件事的时候，我们都可以有看到这两方面。
When we look at rejoice and prayer and thanks and give thanks, we can see these two.Aspects.
第一，这是神的旨意，是神的命令。
The first is, this is God's will and God's command.
神说你要常常喜乐。
God says, rejoice always.
所以这是他的命令。
So this is his command.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们要常常喜乐。
So that's why we ought to rejoice.
特别是在我们没有喜乐的时候，我们在忧伤的时候，神说你要喜乐。
And especially when we have sorrows, God tells us we should rejoice.
那你说，主啊，这太难了，我怎么做得到啊？
But we will often say that this is too hard, God.
如果你要用这个来衡量我，我就永远做不到，因为我是一个软弱的基督徒啊。
If this is standard, I will never be able to reach it.
可是弟兄姐妹，这只是我们对神反应的第一步。
But this is the first step that we respond to God.
因为神要我们反应的第二步，在我们顺服他的时候，我们说，主啊，可是我要有喜乐啊。
The second step is when we obey God.
所以主就说，你要把你的眼睛从你让你忧伤的这件事上转眼看向我。
And God tells us that we should move our eyes from the sadness to Him.
当你从世上的忧伤转眼看向我的时候，你就可以从我那边不但得到满足，而且你可以再次的得到喜乐。
When you move your eyes upon to me, you will be able to rejoice and you will get happiness.
你的心情会从一种低落在谷底、忧伤、黑暗的心情里面，你会转出来。你不但是看见了光明，得到了满足，而且你心里面那个雀跃的兴奋又会重新的被培养出来。
And your
It's okay, go ahead.
Um, your happiness will be brought back from the bottom.
我们的眼目从我们自己从人的层面转向神的时候，神的喜乐就充满了我们。
When we turn our eyes upon to God, we will be filled with happiness.
所以我刚刚说，我们看到的两件事，第一，对，这是神的命令。
That's what we said. The first, this is God's command.
所以我们要做。
That's what we will follow.
我们不能不做。
We cannot follow.
因为我们不做，我们就是不顺服神。
If we don't follow, we're not obeying God.
可是事实上，我们就是做不到。
But the reality is, we cannot. We are unable to do it.
所以这就变成神大大的祝福。
That's why this is God's great blessing.
因为神说，我就是要你去经历这样子的一个喜乐。
Because God has said, I want you to experience this. Joy.
我要应许你的，我要答应你的，就是你就算在哀痛当中，你仍然可以从我这边得到喜乐。
I have promised that even though you have a lot of sadness, but you will experience rejoice through me.
神不是一个教官拿着教条准备的鞭打我们说你要常常喜乐，不喜乐打一下。
God is not an instructor that if we don't have rejoice, and he will beat us.
他说你喜乐不起来。
He says you cannot rejoice.
他说我知道。
I know it.
你回到我这边来。
You come back to me.
我会将喜乐充满于你。
I will give you all the rejoice.
你说这是不是特别的大大的祝福呢？
Don't you agree this is the great blessing from God?
我们来看祷告。
Let's look at prayer.
不住的祷告
，pray without season，
不停的祷告
，pray non-stop。
这是神的命令
，this is God's command。
什么样叫做不住的祷告，不停的祷告
？What is pray without season？
有些人不求甚解，就是说他们呢读圣经呢，又想要去遵行，可是又不想要去完全的了解它。
Some of us, when we read Bible, we want to learn about God's words, but we also do not want to follow Him, His words.
但是呢，因为不知道怎么样实在的祷告，但是神圣经说不要不住的祷告，所以我就天天哈利路亚，阿门。
But some of us do not know how to pray, but God says we need to pray, so every day they pray as hallelujah.
我不知道我们当中有没有人这样，我不是在说你。
I don't know if there are people like this among us. I'm not pointing this to you.
但是我们有没有认识人是这样子的呢？
But do we know anybody who's like this?
你跟他打招呼，你好。
When you greet him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天天气不错，你要出去哪里玩吗？
Today, it's a good weather. Do you want to go somewhere
today?
Hallelujah,
感谢主。
And he'll say, Hallelujah, thank God.
对不对？什么事情都是哈利路亚，然后呢，不断的讲，不停的讲。
And everything he will say hallelujah.
你们有碰过这样的人吗？我碰过。
Have you seen this kind of people? I have.
他们把哈利路亚、把阿门、把感谢主，好像当成一个咒语在念。
This they will always say hallelujah or thank God.
佛教徒就阿弥陀佛，基督徒就哈利路亚。
Just like the Buddhists.And the Christians will say hallelujah.
Yeah, because Buddha says 阿弥陀佛 right? 这个不是神的话。
This is not God's word.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们对祷告的认识实在是太肤浅了。
We know prayers or God's words very superficially.
我们知道我们对神祷告的时候最简单的就是跟神求我们需要的事情。
We know when we pray that we are asking something from God.
神啊，给我一份工作。
We're asking God to give me a job.
啊，神你让我买到一栋好的房子。
We're asking God to help us to purchase a good house.
神啊，你帮我的孩子找到一个好的对象。
Help my children to find a good partner or spouse.
好的工作。
A good job.
让他们早一点生孙子。
So they will have kids soon.
我们就是很自然的，我们跟神祈求。
It's very natural from us that we ask from God.
可是圣经里面教导我们的祷告，不是只是跟神求我们需要的而已。
But the Bible has already taught us that we are not only asking for things that we need.
我们曾经学到过说我们在祷告当中我们要学习敬拜赞美神。
We also learned in the past that when we pray, we got to praise God.
今天天气好。
And it's a good day today.
我们看到这个阳光普照蓝色的天。
The sky is blue and the sunshine is warm.
那我们看见了会不会想到这是神的创作
When we look at all these, do we realize this is God's creation?
心中有一个赞叹神啊这是你奇妙的创造
So we can praise to God, this is your creation.
我们过去这个周末在退休会大家去了这个 Pepperdine 的这个校园真的是很美
During the past week, we had retreat and at Pepperdine University, which is a very beautiful campus.
可是当我们享受这个美景的时候，我们心里面是想神啊，你的创造真的是这么的伟大。
When we enjoy the views, do we think about this is God's creation?
那个山坡是绿的，然后呢，那个海是连天的。
And we saw the green hills and the oceans.
那个视野扩大，你可以稍微看到那个海面的一个弧形。
And we saw the endless oceans.
Yeah, the ocean is connected to the sky, and you can even see that curvature of the earth. 很美。我们心中是不是就发出一种赞叹神，你真的是一个伟大创造的神。
Do we praise God and from the bottom of our heart?
可是我发现很多人事实上反而被这个美景而分心了。
But in reality, I know a lot of us were distracted by the views.
太美丽了，都忘记我在这边是要来敬拜神了。
It was too beautiful, so we forgot we were there to worship God.
我们不要只是享受神的创造，我们要去敬拜那创造的神。
We not only enjoy God's creation, but we also need to worship God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在我们说我们祷告当中要学习感恩。
We said that we need to learn to give thanks through prayer too.
那不只是吃饭前谢饭而已啊。
It's not just before the meals we give thanks.
我今天出门了，开车在洛杉矶的这个车镇里面进进出出，结果神保守我的平安。
When we drive today, and God keep us safe.
我会不会心里面向神很自然的有一种感恩的心态，说神啊，真的是谢谢你的保守。
Do we want to give thanks to God?
开车累了。半睡着状态当中开车，结果神竟然奇妙的、安全的把你带回家，我们心里面会不会感恩呢
？Even though you might fall asleep during drive and God still bring you home safe, do you give thanks?
今天学校有一份功课，或者是有一个报告要交。
Maybe you have a report or some homework to do today.
花了很多时间精力做好交上去。
You spend a lot of time and to finish it.
成绩回来了，很好，所以这门课得了一个 A.
So you get an A from that subject.
那我是很感谢我自己努力得了一个好成绩，还是我们会很自然说感谢神啊
Do you give thanks to yourself or you give thanks to God?
对，书是我读的。
Yes, I am the one who studies.
功课是我做的。
I'm the one who did the homework.
但是你那个读书的经历从哪里来的？
But where did you get the strength?
啊，你吃饭来的，你饭从哪里来啊
？Where did you get the food?
是你父母给你预备的吗
？Your parents prepared for you.
那你父母从哪里来的
？Where do your parents come from?
为什么你父母给你喝鸡精啊？考试的时候
？Why did your parents?
Why do your parents feed you Chinese herb to help you with your grades? That you hate the Chinese herb, right? 那你的同学没喝鸡精的就没你考得好。
And this, your classmates didn't get the same grades that you did.
为什么你父母供应给你？
Why do your parents provide to you?
为什么你可以有一个屋顶在你的头上，帮助你在下雨的时候可以干干的读书
？Why do you have a roof on top of you to protect you?
我们要感恩的事情太多了。
We have so many things to give thanks to.
是不是？工作做得好，这个事业有成，家庭里面是蒙福的。我们问，这是谁的功劳？
Good job and successful career and good family. When we so we should ask who and should
不住的祷告就包括我们不住的感恩呐、啊。
Pray without season, that includes give thanks without season.
这是讲到第三份了，所以我们不要讲感恩讲太多。祷告里面包括我们在神面前的认罪。
Prayer also includes repentance.
我们一天当中有多少是触犯神的事情？
How many times do we
offend God?
Offend God every day.
我们口里出我们不该说的话。
We often say things that we should not be saying.
我们心里面看见人，我们有不该要的、不该有的思想。
When we look at other people, our thoughts, we have the thoughts that we should not have.
我们知道神要我们去做的，我们反而不去做。
We know what God wants me to do, but we're not doing it.
那我们在这样的环境当中，我们是不是赶快去跟神说：“神啊，真的是求你怜悯啊，赦免我。”
So shouldn't we go and talk ask God to have mercy on us?
真的，我是一个有罪的人，求你怜悯我。
I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me.
赦免我。
And forgive me.
帮助我。
Help me.
让我能够战胜这一切的罪恶。
So I can overcome all the things.
让我能够更多的为你而活。
So I can live for you more and more.
我们看见别人有需要的时候，我们会不会想要帮他们祷告啊？
When we see the needs of other people, do we want to pray for them?
到今天早上我们在主日学的时候，我们读到这一节经文关于祷告，在雅各书第五章第十六节。
Also, this morning we read during the Sunday school, we read James 5:16.
雅各书第五章第十六节后面那一句，他说：“一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。”
Verse 16, it says here, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working.
我们的祷告是带着力量的，而且是大有功效的，这是神的应许。
Our prayer has great powers.
神赐给一个信徒所有的特权当中，没有一件事情是比祷告更带着力量的。
And the rights that God has given us, the most...
Yeah, one of the most privileged that God gave a Christian that has the most power is prayer. 当我看到我的弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，我是不是愿意在那创造宇宙万物全能的神面前向他们祈求呢？
When I see the needs of my brothers and sisters, do I want to pray for them?
当我看见这个社会、这个世界上面的政局的动荡和不安和混乱的时候，我会不会要去为他祷告
？When I look at this all messed up society and this world, do I want to pray for it?
因为一个义人的祈求是有力量，而且是大有功效的。
Because the prayer from a righteous person has the great power and it's working.
我们今天看到 Robert 弟兄回到我们当中，这是神的作为。
That we see that our brother Robert has come back to us today.
是神的恩典和是神迹啊。
This is God's grace and this is God's miracles.
可是多少弟兄姐妹们，还有包括他们自己在神的面前祈祷，神听我们的祷告，神就借着祷告的力量来医治。
But there are also a lot of brothers and sisters that we pray for them and God, we know God will heal them.
这个叫做不住的祷告，这个叫做不断的祷告。
This is pray without season.
因为神是真实的在我们的生命当中的。
Because God is truly in our life.
不住的祷告是不是神的旨意和他的命令？
Pray without season, is this God's will and command?
是。
Yes.
我们要不要学习不住的祷告？
Should we learn to pray without season?
要。
Yes.
可是我们做不到。
But we cannot do it.
可是我们靠着主，我们做得到。
But we can do it with God.
我们在生活当中每一件事情，没有一件事情不是在神的安排当中的。
Everything we do in our life, it's all God's will.
祷告不过就是一个信徒跟神之间的一个沟通而已。
Prayer is a communication between believers and God.
我们跟神跟我们的主之间的沟通是这么的容易，是这么的开场。
This is so easy and open between God and the believers.
今天科技发达。
Today is a high-tech time.
Yeah. 人跟人以前要交流要写信。
In the past we had to write letters.
或打电话。
Or make a phone call.
今天不用了，现在就 text. 现在大家都 text， 对不对
？But today we do not need to do that.
我听说有些人父母跟孩子之间根本不讲电话了，只 text.
I heard a lot of parents and kids they do not talk over the phone. They just text.
我被逼的不得不 text 啊。
The parent says we were forced to text.
因为我不 text， 他不回我电话。
Because if I don't text, he doesn't answer me back.
Text 很方便。
Text is very convenient.
可是跟神连 text 都不用。
But with God, you don't even need to text.
我手机不用拿出来，我可以直接跟神说话。
I don't need the phone. I can just talk to God.
我们可以跟神赞美，跟神感恩，跟神忏悔，跟神祈求，替别人在神面前代求，弟兄姐妹，这个叫做不住的祷告。
We can pray to God and we can praise God and we can pray for others and in front of God. These are all the communication.
这是神的旨意，是命令，但是弟兄姐妹，这是神的祝福。
This is God's will and a command, but also this is God's blessing.
这是神大大的祝福啊。
This is a great blessing from God.
因为他是一个听祷告的神。
Because he's a God who listens to prayers.
我们有罪，神会接纳我们。
We have sinned, but God still accepts us.
我们今天到他的面前，在他的施恩的宝座面前，可以蒙他的应允。
We came to his throne, and he will hear our prayers.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
He's the creator of the all universe.
他是全能、全知、全在的神。
He's the powerful,
all powerful, all knowing, and all present God, 对不对 ？He's the Almighty God. 他是一个在人不能，但是在神凡事都能的神。
He's the God that we cannot do it, but for Him, everything is possible.
他是一个完全牺牲爱我们的神。
He is self-sacrificing and a loving God.
全世界的所有的资源都在他的掌控当中，都是属他的。
He has all the resources.
这个人，你只要一跟这个神，你只要一跟他说话，他就听，这是神的祝福。
And he will listen when you talk to him. This is the blessing.
好，凡事感恩。
And give thanks for everything.
弟兄姐妹，这个凡事感恩里面所讲到的，就是在任何的环境之下，我们都要能够感恩。
So under all circumstances, we should give thanks.
你知道我们刚刚说好事容易感恩，坏事不容易感恩呢、啊？
That we said, you know, if it's a good thing, I will give thanks. But if it's a bad thing, it's hard to give thanks.
但是你知道吗？我有这样的一个观察。
But I have observed.
一个真正感恩的人
，A person who is truly thankful，
什么事情都能够感恩。
He can give thanks to everything。
一个真的不会感恩的人
，A person who's not thankful。
你说好事上他感恩，坏事上他不感恩，可是那个感恩的对象可能也不是神。
He gives thanks for good things and he does not give thanks to bad things and the object that he gives thanks probably is not God.
为什么这样子说呢
？Why do I say that?
因为我们如果真正的认识神
，But because if we truly know our God,
我们就知道神不会将一件所谓的坏事情发生在我们身上。
We know that God will not give us the bad things.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二十八节
Verse 28
我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人能够得益处就是按他旨意被召的人
Romans chapter 8:20, verse 28 And we know that for those who love God all things work together for good For those who are called according to his purpose
这节经文同样可以这样子翻译，就是神使万事互相效力，使那爱他的人得益处。
This verse can also be translated that God put
that God causes all things.
God causes all things and
to work together
for good.
万事互相效力，我们也可以说，事实上是神使那万事互相效力。
All things work together for good. We can also say that God made all things work together.、
嗯、这个中文讲到互相的效力，英文就把这个原文的意思翻出来，就是神使万事都成为美好的。
So yeah, God has made everything beautiful.
我们中国人都懂得塞翁失马的故事。
We Chinese all know this story.
Yeah, only Chinese knows this story, unfortunately. It's a story about a man who lost his horse. So that seems to be a bad thing, but that horse was a very famous, like a thoroughbred. But that horse was lost, and over time the horse came back and brought a whole flock of thoroughbreds back to his home. So that's the story, 塞翁失马。
你损失了一匹马是坏事，可是焉知非福啊？那他把这一群什么赤兔马带回来
？It's a bad thing that you lost a horse, but this horse brought a bunch of horses back, which is a good thing.
从人的角度，我们都了解事情的好坏，只是看我们的眼光。
From human standard, we know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's all from our human eyes.
可是神就告诉这个，我们就要了解，从神的角度，没有一件事是对我们有坏处的。
But from God's standards, there's nothing bad for us.
所谓的好跟坏是我们人的感受。
Whether it's bad or good, it's from our human eyes.
但是从神的角度，绝对是不会错的。
But from God's standards, there's nothing bad.
我们我跟 Cindy 我们在决定老三生完了以后要不要生老四的时候
When we were making the decision whether to have another child or not after our third child
那本来呢是说不需要了
First we thought, you know, we don't really have to
但是看见那两个女孩老大老二玩得那么好就想说老三有一个弟弟多好啊，他们两兄弟可以一起长大。
But when we see that our first two girls were playing together, and we were hoping that our boy will have a companion too. So this is a good thing for him.
神应该会听这样的祷告，对不对
？And God will listen to this kind of prayer.
也应该会祝福啊。
And God will bless
it. 孩子是神所赐的产业。
Children is God's gift.
我们不是为了自己的需要祷告，是为了那个孩子的需要祷告。
We're not praying for our own needs, but for our child.
孩子的性别是掌握在神的手中，所以当然跟神求啊。
Of course we pray to God because God decides the children's gender.
那结果孩子怀了以后，发现是两个孩子，而且都是女的。
But when my wife was pregnant, we realized that it was a twin, and both of them were girls.
现在听起来有点好笑。
Now we can laugh at it when we hear about it.
可是你可以想象当时的心情吗
？But back then, can you imagine what we felt?
你要怎么感恩
？How can you give thanks?
神啊，我们凭信心向你求一个儿子，结果你不但没有给儿子，你给了女儿，还给两个。
God, we were asking for a boy, but You give us a girl, not only just one, but two.
有些人甚至会说这是祝福还是诅咒啊
？But some people might think is this a blessing or this is a curse?
还是你们做了什么事不讨神喜悦啊？要给你们学功课啊
？Or maybe you guys did something not pleasing God and God is teaching you guys.
在当时真的是一个问题啊。
So that was a question or problem.
可是神的心意是要怎么样？不是，神的心意是要。
But God's will.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks.
所以当时啊，谢恩很困难。
But at that time, it was very hard to give thanks.
很勉强。
It was not willingly.
可是我们知道是神要我们这样做的。
But we knew God wanted us to do that.
有些人知道我们这两个孩子，他不但是两个女儿。
Some of you know that we only not to have, it's not only two girls.
而且那最小的那个在胎中的时候，事实上被医生诊断出来可能是会死掉的。
But the youngest one was told by doctor when she was in the womb and she probably would die.
神为什么要让我们经过这一切？
Why did God want us to experience that?
要儿子也不是说一定要儿子，可是为了儿子的好处，想要有一个儿子，又得不到，又得了两个，然后这两个当中又有一个说是这个发展不好要死掉。
We prayed for another boy for the goodness of our boy, but he not only gave us one girl, but a twin girl, and one of the twin girls probably would die.
可不可以感恩呢？
Can we give thanks?
在人的情感里面没办法感恩。
As a human being, we cannot give thanks.
可是我知道神他的心意，他话语里面告诉我们说，你要凡事感恩啊。
But we know that God told us that we should give thanks in all circumstances.
所以我们说，神，我们感谢你。
That's why we said, God, we thank you.
因为你真的是要让我们看见你是那生命的主。
Because you want us to see that you are the God for our life.
生命就是掌握在你的手中。
You have the control of our life.
生不生孩子，生男生女，都是你掌控。
Whether to have children or not, or whether to have boy or girls, it's all under your control.
这个孩子会健康的成长出生，还是他没有办法健康成长出生，他往后生活怎么样，完全都在你的手中。
It's all under your control whether this child will be healthy or might not be able to survive.
所以我们感谢你，让我们看见你是这样的一位神。
That's why we thank you that you allow us to see you are such a great God.
神，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
因为你让我们经过这样的伤痛之后，我们可以去了解同样这样的一个过程的弟兄姐妹或朋友们他们的经历和他们的心酸。
God, we want to thank you after this experience that we are able to understand the other people who have the same pain.
当一个母亲知道自己的孩子生出来可能是有唐氏症的时候，你是决定要把这个怀孕终止呢，还是你要愿意把他这个孩子生下来，然后一生服侍他呢？
When a mother was pregnant mother knew his unborn child might have Down syndrome, do you want to give birth to this child and you have to help him for the whole life, or you want to terminate?
那些对我们那时候来讲都变成一个实际的可能性。
All these thoughts are possible to us back then.
是因为神的命令使我们愿意去遵行，去学着感恩。
Because of God's command, we want to learn to give thanks.
可是这事实上是神的祝福啊。
But this is also God's blessing.
你看这两个孩子今天在我们当中。
As you can see, these two girls among us.
好像不但带给我们自己祝福，好像你们也蛮受祝福的。
They not only bring us blessings, but I think you guys are also blessed.
这是神的孩子。
This is God's children.
所以我们可以在神的面前感恩。
That's why we may give thanks to God.
爱我们的神给我们命令。
Because he loves us and he gave us command.
他这样的心意向我们显现了，他说你们要怎么样？
He showed us
常常喜乐
，and he said that you will rejoice always. Pray without ceasing.
要凡事献
，give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面所向你们定的旨意。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
是神的命令。
This is God's command.
可是更是神那特别的，而且是满满的祝福。
But it's a more special blessings that God has given us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你今天让我们能够来到你的话语面前，听见你的声音。
That we can come to you in front of you today, and we can hear your words.
主，你再次让我们看见我们人的微小和不足。
Once again, you allow us to see how small we are.
主，你知道我们是愿意向你感恩。
Lord, you know that we want to give thanks to you.
你知道我们愿意向你祈祷。
You know that we want to pray to you.
你知道我们愿意从你那边得着喜乐。
We want to rejoice in you.
可是我们就是不能常常喜乐，不能不住的祷告，不能凡事谢恩。
But we cannot rejoice all the time, and we cannot pray without season, and we cannot give thanks for all things.
但是我们要感谢你。
But we still want to thank you.
因为这是你的心意，这是你要我们所能够经历得到的。
Because this is your will and that you want us to experience.
这也是你给我们的应许。
This is also your promise.
靠我们自己我们不能，但是主，我们靠着你的圣灵的引领我们可以。
By ourselves we cannot, but with your help and with your spirit's help, we will be able to.
求你让我们了解你的心意，并遵行你的心意。
Please allow us to know your will and also, we can follow your will.
感谢主。
We thank you, God.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.